It is good to be here once again as we're here to study the Word of God and grow towards perfection. That's what it's all about. And trying to encourage people to assemble and people of the world to come. I will say it's not easy to convert people. It wasn't easy in the days of Noah. I mean, there's millions of people out there and only 8 people were saved. But we don't give up. We have to keep on trying to convert people. I want to talk about and look at the book of Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. We'll read verses 1 through 6. And then we'll come back and talk about those verses and look at some more verses and keep up with the time there. That way I don't run over. But we know Proverbs chapter 4, and we know Solomon's parents was King David and Bathsheba. That's something we need to know. We already know, aren't you? Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. But when you read about Solomon, you scratch your head a little bit at times. But he still was the wisest man that ever lived. And I want to look at Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, because what he taught was nothing but truth. And here's what he says. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Let's go back to verse 1 here. Now remember, Solomon is teaching children in general. He says, hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. Now this verse is addressed to children in general. Children in general. Solomon wrote as a father in the general sense and as an inspired instructor to his and other sons. Not only is Solomon teaching his sons, he's teaching all children. If you look at verse 2, he says, for I give you good doctrine. The word doctrine means teaching. Do not forsake my law. See what he says here? Now I'm going to tell you something. When we love the word of God, we're not going to forsake it. You're not going to leave what you love. You're not going to forsake what you love. And I thought about that when I was studying this and looking at this. Doctrine means teaching. Teaching. The father is sure that his teaching is good. And you know, Solomon had been over the road. He had a lot of experience. He had been out there. He had experienced much, has observed a lot, we know from reading the book of Proverbs, and has come to sound and studies conclusions. I never would have thought about this deal that Solomon brought up. You remember the two ladies who had children? And one lady was saying, that's my baby. The other one was saying, that's mine. I never thought about this in 100 years. And then Solomon said, I tell you what, I'll cut the baby in half and give you half of the baby and give the other woman half of the baby. And the real mother said, oh, no, don't do that. Let her have her. Solomon knew right then who was the real mother. I wouldn't have thought of that. He was wise. He would study conclusions. The wisest man that ever lived. He has the welfare of his children at heart. For the most part, children normally accept their parents' teaching as good. For the most part, they accept their parents' teaching. What he was teaching was good. What Solomon was teaching was good. It's good for us. Solomon was an inspired man. It wasn't something he made up. He was an inspired man. He insists that they not forsake his law. If you read verses 3 and 4, when I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. See what he says? Keep my commands and live. Solomon had great respect for David's teaching. He had great respect for David's teaching, even if he did not always carry it out in his life. Solomon respected David's teaching, had great respect for it. But if you would, look at verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. I did look up the word wisdom because I know I've always said that wisdom is the ability to judge rightly, and I think so. But I did look up the word wisdom in vines, and he says the word wisdom, Vine says this, wisdom in a good sense, skillful wisdom, wisely intelligent, skillful or artful. Now that's what Vine says, but I didn't stop right there. I went online, I went on the internet. And on the internet, online, they point out that wisdom, the quality of having experience, the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Experience is very important. There was a guy, let me finish this here. The quality of being wise and listen to the words of wisdom, and Solomon has wisdom. Wisdom, experience is very important. There was a gentleman at work back when I was there. He wanted the position of the branch manager. No, I think he was a shop manager. And the boss, the branch manager, talked to me about it, and he told me, he said he didn't think, he said he really don't have the experience to do that job. And so, but he let him have it any, he went ahead and got the job, and he didn't do well in that job because he just didn't have the experience. And they end up letting him go. Experience is very important. And that's what I believe Solomon is trying to get us to see, to be wise as you, when you go through life, just be wise. And if you think about it, I'm not going to hold this, keep it too long. When God selects men who are elders, they've got some age on them. Have to have a little age on, have to have some age on them. And they have to have been men who have had some experience. If you don't have any experience, it's just like Solomon, he had been over the road. Now I used to drive a semi, everybody knows that. And I wasn't really over the road driver. I just went to Evansville, Indiana and back. But those guys that has the experience, been to California, been to Tennessee in those, Gatlinburg in those hills, you really got to know what you're doing. I'm sure I could make it if I just drive slow enough. But you got to top them hills, so that means you're going to have to let it roll. But my point is this, people who don't have the experience don't quite understand. You have to be in a situation and have to have done that to understand. And so he says here in verse 6, let's look at verse 6 now. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Talking about this wisdom. That which we love, we know. As I pointed out earlier, that which we love, we do not forsake. If I love the word, I'm going to spend time studying the word. I'm not going to forsake the word. If I love my soul, I'm going to spend time studying the word and trying to protect my soul as much as I can. I'm going to see and I'm going to find. Therefore, David called upon Solomon to love wisdom, to love it. And we just have to keep on working on our lives. That's very important. Now, I want to read verse 7 now. I thought this was very interesting, this book. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. He says wisdom is the principal thing. In other words, seeing things from God's viewpoint. That's what we have to do. We have to see things from God's viewpoint. Sometimes we don't see it that way. We want to see it from our viewpoint, not God's viewpoint. Look at verse 8. Exalt her. Exalt what? Exalt wisdom. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. We know what the word promote means, to advance. In station, rank, or honor, to advance, to promote. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. I did look up, kind of studied on this. These ornaments are figurative. I believe they are figurative, and everybody has a right to study for themselves. See what is, she will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver you. So I think it's figurative, but we're going to be blessed when we obey God. I always believe that. We're going to be blessed when we obey God. We're going to be blessed when we do it His way. And His way sometimes may not please us, but when we do it His way, it's going to work. Look what He says in verse 10. Hear my son and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. See, people can shorten their lives by alcohol, drugs and alcohol. I've known of people to do this, to shorten their lives. There was a fellow I went to school with, and bless his heart. Now, they said that he tried some drugs, and said he tried it one time. And when he done those drugs, it pumped his heart too fast, and he died right there in front of everybody. If he had not gotten into those drugs, and other people have died because of alcohol, hadn't have got into that, they would be alive today. If you look at Proverbs 3 and 1 and 2, and we'll come back to Proverbs 4 and 10, but look what he says here, Proverbs chapter 3, 1 and 2. And this is something good for our young people to pay attention and listen to. Pay attention and listen to it, because this is good stuff. This is good, real good stuff. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. See what he says there? Let's always have good attitudes towards God's wisdom, the wisdom that is from above. And always remember that the older people, God put, as you go through life, you're going to get old. Sometimes people, you ask them, how old are you? I ask some of the preachers, they won't tell me. And they go to writing and carrying on, but there's nothing wrong with getting old. One lady told me, either you get old or die young. But my point is this, because of the age, and not everybody that's old is wise. I want to say that too. But when older people who love the Lord and trying to do the right thing, listen to those older people. They have wisdom. And like I said, not all the old people got wisdom, but there are people in the church that has wisdom. It's just like it tells us, it says the older men are to teach the younger men, the older women are to teach the younger women. That's the way God has it set up. But if you go back to Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 10, as a general rule, I'm telling you, by us obeying God's word, we can live longer. Hear my son and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. See, don't shorten your days. I tell people, I was telling them at work one time, I said, you can shorten your days. He said, they don't think you can shorten your days. When it's time to go, it's time to go. I said, I disagree with that. And then there are some more people who said, Larry's right on that. I believe you can shorten your days, your time, through drugs and alcohol and taking chances and things of that nature. We can shorten our days. I like to shorten mine by getting out in that deep sea water. And believe me, I was struggling to get back. I'll never do that again. Them waves, swimming in the pool and an ocean is different. And them waves, they'll take you under. And I'm telling you from experience, don't do that. Just don't never do that. Because I done already been there. But if you go look at verse 11, as we're looking at Solomon is teaching us about wisdom. He says, I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. David is teaching as well. We see these scriptures. Solomon, David, they're teaching. They're teaching me. They're teaching you. When you go to the Bible and go to Proverbs, they're teaching us today. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instructions. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. See there? The Word of God is our life, our spiritual life. And so we have to, let's take time studying the Word of God. Take time to study the Word of God. It's our life. I know I'm not going to try to tell anybody how long to study, but if you read something and study on it for 10 minutes, you did some studying, and meditate up on that, you'd be surprised how that's going to help us, just a 10-minute study, and just think about that when we get done. Now look at verse 14. Do not enter the path of the wicked. Stay out, and I tell people, if you're out there listening, stay out of those clubs. There's nothing in there but trouble. Remember I told you one time, a gentleman that I knew went in one and they got the shooting, and he was just in there and hit him, and he could have died. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. If friends try to encourage you to go with them to a club, say no. I never did go in no club. I just didn't go. My parents taught me not to go there, and I just never did go in a club. And usually, from what I hear, when you go in there, somebody wants to start something. And they all, most of them, got guns with them. Back in that day, they had guns. So why would I want to go to a place to have some fun and got to carry a gun? We would just be out in the parking lot, wouldn't be in the club, but be outside in the parking lot showing our fancy cars, the old 60 Chevrolet 62, and be showing up more vehicles, and then there'd be guys coming out of the club, coming over where we're at. What y'all doing? We just showing our cars off, and then they want to start something. And I told those the guys that I would run with, we'd show our vehicles, we went to the park. And so we didn't even, we just left and would not hang around the parking lot of the club. Just get away from them people. Because they're going to start something with you. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it, do not travel on it, turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. I tell people, there's some places you just don't want to go. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what they stumble. Now I'm going to stop reading here. We're going to look at some things here. The two paths we see here that I just read, Proverbs 4, 10 through 19, there are two paths. The acquiring of wisdom is stressed repeatedly in the fourth chapter of Proverbs. If you remember, Solomon said, get wisdom, get understanding. How are we going to get wisdom? We're going to have to stay in the book. Other than that, we're not going to be wise. And when we stay in the book, we got to make sure we put that to practice, and we're going to put it into practice. Proverbs, get wisdom, get understanding, Proverbs 4 and 5, which we read. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and in all you'll get it, get understanding. Proverbs 4, 7. Somebody talking to you, and then they ask you, do you understand? You shaking your head, yeah, you do, and you really don't. If you don't understand, just tell them, I don't understand where you're coming from, and break it on down some more. But we need to get a good understanding. The importance of wisdom is further illustrated by two paths. described in Proverbs chapter 4, 10 through 19, which we already read. We must take one path or the other. That's it. Take one path or the other. In this study, let's first summarize the two paths and then take a closer look at the metaphor used to describe one of them. I'm looking at two paths here that we just read. The path of wisdom. The way of wisdom. Proverbs 4, verse 11. Remember, we read that. Here's what he says here. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right path. Sometimes our parents, and I remember those days, they told me what was right. I didn't do it. I didn't always disobey, but there was times that I disobeyed. And I suffered the consequences. But they would tell us, that we used to have it was a big wood stove, and sometimes we burned, you could burn coal or wood. And they would tell us, stay away from that stove. Don't get close to that stove. And I don't know, we was playing, and I stumbled, or one of my brothers accidentally pushed me, and was already real close to that stove, and it burnt my hand. I got a place on it today. It ain't going away. I didn't listen. We didn't listen. But the way of wisdom, they was wise enough to know and was telling us, don't get close to that stove. Maybe they done experience some of that. The consequences of choosing this path, the right path, if you choose the right path, there's going to be peace and joy and happiness. The years of your life will be many. Remember, we read that, Proverbs 4 and 10. As stated before, Proverbs 3, 1 through 2, generally speaking, this is true, for wisdom leads one down the path more likely to bless the body, our physical bodies, with good health. Proverbs 3, 7 and 8. As with general rule, we follow the Bible. We're blessed with good health. I'm not, you take people who party, they like to go to them late night parties and party all night. And one gentleman, he was working with me, and he told me, he said, I haven't even been home. He said, I partied all night. And we started at 6 o'clock that morning. And we were just working. And then he was sitting down over there and he was holding his heart. I said, so-and-so, what's wrong? He said, my heart's hurting me. And we had to call the ambulance because I didn't know what to do. So we called the ambulance and they come out there and took him. And I think what happened, he just overdone himself. Partying half the night, then gonna come in and work. And the kind of work I did, it was hard anyhow. And then you're going to try to party all night and then work? Can't do that. The years of your life will be many, Proverbs 4 and 10, when we follow the path of righteousness. As a general rule. I know there's an exception to that rule. Sometimes people die earlier at an early age. But as a general rule, we'll live a pretty good while. As stated in Proverbs chapter 3, 1 and 2, which we read that, good health will come to us when we follow the word of God. Generally speaking, this is true. For wisdom leads one down the path more likely to bless the body with good health. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. Proverbs chapter 4 and 12, we read that one. The reason for this was always stated, Proverbs chapter 3. Look at verse 3, 5, and 6. And I think I'm going to quit. Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6. And it wouldn't hurt. And some of this in Proverbs may be a little deep, but it'd be good for me to go back and read these scriptures from time to time. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Look what he says here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. See what he says there? In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. See what he says there? Now, if we would take heed to this, our lives would be better. A person on this path has the Lord assisting them when they're on this path. And when you run, you will not stumble. Proverbs 4 and 12. Let's stop. I got a part two of this. And it's good. Studying, I will say this, and you all can correct me if you want to after church service, but I do a lot of studying. I do a lot of digging. I read commentary. Somebody said, that's man. Well, we all are men. But those guys are right on a lot of stuff. We all are men. And studying, and Solomon said that, is tiresome to the flesh. But we need to study. Everybody needs to study. Sometimes people tell me, now you're a preacher. Well, I know I'm a preacher, but I don't have to preach. I do this because I love it and I want to try to do what I can to help people. But everybody, and if I wasn't preaching, we all need to study. The Bereans, we know, were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness, and they searched the scriptures once a year to see whether those things were so. That's not what this is. They searched the scriptures daily to see whether those things were so. You out there, you're not a Christian, please obey the gospel. You've heard the gospel, need to believe it. Repent of your sins, confess Christ before men, and be buried with him in baptism. If you are a Christian and have gotten off of the right path, the path that leads to eternal life, you need to come back to that path. Get off of the path that leads to destruction. And there's only two ways, the straight and narrow way or the broad way. And you know the reason why people go in the broad way? In the broad way, you can do what you want to do. And people like that. If you want to get drunk, you can get drunk in the broad way. You want to shack up, you can do that in the broad way. Whatever you want to do. But in the straight and narrow way, it restricts. You know, back on the farm, I could take a tractor and they had some gates. And I mean, they were wide and I could go through that gate real easy. But we also had some that was narrow. And I would have to just go through it real easy, real slow. And so I'm going to be honest with you. I like the narrow. I mean, I like the broad gate because I can slide on through there real quick. But people like the broad way. They can do what they want to do. But when you're going to follow the straight and narrow way, it restricts. If you're out there, whatever condition you're in, we want to do what we can to encourage you to come back to Christ and obey him. And you can do that while together we stand and sing the song that has been selected. Thank you.